The Florida legislature passed a revised congressional district map Monday, quickly ending a special legislative session. Margie Menzel reports.
The new map now heads back to Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis, who ruled last month that a map approved in 2012 violated anti-gerrymandering requirements in the state constitution. The House voted 71-38 to approve the map after the Senate voted 25-12 for it earlier Monday. House Speaker Will Weatherford, a Republican, says the new map fixes the problems brought up by the judge.
We've shown a lot of compliance with the court. What they're going to do next is probably anyone's guess, but I do think that Judge Lewis made rational requests of the legislature. The legislature has met those requests, and hopefully they will look favorably upon them.
But House Minority Leader Mark Pafford says the Democrats were left out of the design process, so it wasn't truly bipartisan.
This was a dog and pony show. And unfortunately, that's what we're going to send back to a judge on Friday.
The new map primarily affects districts represented by Congresswoman Corinne Brown of Jacksonville and Congressman Dan Webster of Winter Garden. But the changes would also spill into five nearby districts. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
The state's primary election is just a couple of weeks away, and the two Democratic candidates for governor, Nan Rich and Charlie Crist, are campaigning hard. Nan Rich joined First Coast Connect to discuss the race. Here's host Melissa Ross.
Between now and August 26th, Florida Democrats will need to make a decision. Will they support Charlie Crist, who has switched parties and is now running for his old job under a new party label, or Nan Rich, the former state Senate leader who's been running for governor for more than 2 years, but has struggled to gain name recognition and support of the state's Democratic establishment? Conventional wisdom holds that Crist will easily win the primary and take on Scott in the general election, but Rich says she's the true Democrat in the race.
What you need is not two people that are more the same, but you need to have someone who strikes a different. I am a lifelong Democrat that has been committed to a lot of the principles, I think, that are ones that are important to Democratic voters.
Democrats last won the governor's mansion way back in 1994. Meanwhile, early voting in some counties gets underway this week. I'm Melissa Ross in Jacksonville.
A decision could come down today in the case of suspended Miami Lakes Mayor Michael Pizzi. Pizzi's alleged to have taken bribes on numerous occasions from undercover FBI agents. Pizzi's defense claims the FBI used questionable tactics. Federal prosecutors claim Pizzi took money in exchange for supporting a phony federal grant application. Pizzi was first elected to the Miami Lakes City Council in 2000 and then mayor in 2008. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.